Good morning, it's Thursday, May 16th, and this is Slices of Wenatchee. We've got new episodes out on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays, so make sure to follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen. Today, we're looking at a major decision by the Wenatchee School Board, a unanimous vote to close Columbia Elementary School for the upcoming school year. And later, the election race for county commissioner is heating up. A new candidate recently announced her candidacy, bringing the total to 5 contenders vying for the open District 2 seat. Before we begin, have you joined Neighbor yet? If not, download the app today and join local conversations about issues that matter. Neighbor is a site just for our local community, focused on facts, not misinformation. Best of all, it's free for everyone. To learn more, visit wenatcheeworld.com/NABUR. Now our feature story. The Wenatchee School Board voted unanimously to close Columbia Elementary School for the upcoming school year. This decision, reached during a well-attended board meeting, marks the end of the line for a school that has served the community for a century. At the heart of this decision are financial considerations. Wenatchee School District Superintendent Corey Callahar summed up the situation by stating, quote, "There's no winners here. This is not a situation where anyone has won." The board's decision reflects a strategic move aimed at addressing the district's financial challenges, despite the emotional and social impacts it may have. Julie Norton, the board president, stated that her decision was influenced by a detailed analytical process. She highlighted the necessity of the closure as part of a broader plan involving adjustments to middle and high school schedules and a district-wide consolidation of elementary schools. These changes, according to district officials, are critical for maintaining financial stability.
The proposal is objective and not unreasonable. The district is facing declining enrollment with no end in sight in the next year, although we are hopeful it will reverse with developments related to Microsoft and Amazon. That's just not happening next year. The district's already cut staffing over the last year as a budget adjustment measure and is proposing to cut up to 60 additional staff through this proposal. Further staff cuts may be detrimental to providing services and operating programs throughout the district. The district has reduced or frozen administrative salaries over the last year. The reduction is one of multiple solutions working together, including changing middle and high school schedules. Although there have been alternatives presented, none of them appear to be reasonable at this time. I don't believe that cutting all of our athletic and extracurricular programs is in the best interest of our students. The district's financial position and proposal has been vetted by third parties, including the ESD, and the ESD has confirmed that it's a reasonable response to our budget. Columbia is the only school within boundaries that are able to be accommodated by the other area elementary schools without a full redistrict. Columbia is facing the most significant enrollment decline, over 26% over the last 8 years. It has similar demographics, near identical to Lincoln and other local schools. Redistricting has been considered, but would result in moving the same amount of students around multiple buildings, thereby meaning all buildings would be underperforming. It would also exacerbate the impacts district-wide. Columbia is our smallest school, although not designed to be a small school without projected growth. While small classrooms are great, this is not the model we were built for. The utilization statistics, in my opinion, were fairly eye-opening. We can't afford to operate buildings until we find a better purpose. It's not sustainable. The success at Columbia is undeniable, but it's also largely attributed to small class sizes and underutilization. Each student, I'm confident, will have access to the same programs and supports to succeed in their new schools. Columbia staff are exceptional at what they do. I acknowledge this. And their resources should be shared and modeled throughout the district. The district staff and other buildings are highly qualified and capable of meeting the needs of all students under their care, including those who may be moving from Columbia. Safety will continue to be a top priority, and the district is committed to working with the city to improve paths to school. I acknowledge there are other proposals that could save similar amounts of money, but many of these proposals are a one-time realization, and continuing to operate Columbia without a clear plan for other uses will perpetuate losses on an annual basis. Delaying the closure will result in additional impacts next year, including loss of additional staff and programs, and could cause the district to be on an OSPI monitoring plan. It will jeopardize the district's ability to adequately serve all of its students, bring us below our fund balance reserves, and especially jeopardize the needs of the high risk or special need. It's unlikely that reversing the proposal or revisiting it next year will result in any less trauma to students or families. To be honest, in some ways, I feel like the damage has already been done, and now we have to move forward as quickly as we can to repair and rebuild. If the closure doesn't happen this year, it will be likely to be proposed again next year. And going through all the same turmoil and emotion that we're feeling, I truly believe the district needs to start healing. So with all that said, do I want to close a school? No. This is where one of the comments tonight hit it on the head. This is where the brain conflicts with the heart. But we're elected stewards of taxpayer funds. And so long as this model is not sustainable, we have to do what is in the best interest of the entire district. This is not just about fixing a budget issue. This is about a systematic improvement and avoiding detrimental impacts throughout the district for the long term.
The decision follows 2 months of public hearings and discussions, a process that stirred considerable debate among parents, staff, and community members. Concerns were raised about the potential impact on student well-being and mental health, with many fearing that relocating students could have negative consequences. Columbia Elementary teacher Aaron Garinger emphasized, quote, "If you vote to close Columbia, you will be causing harm to the 350 kids who will be relocated to a different school."
The decision before you, I get it. It's not an easy one. I would not want to be on the other side of that table tonight. So thank you for being here. But I think the message tonight you're going to send to the rest of us is very clear. Tonight, you're going to decide on the future of a school. Within that decision rests the futures of many. We teachers will be fine. The admin, the classified staff will adjust and continue like we always do. I think the people that we really need to be concerned about are the kids and the negative consequences that they're likely to face if closing Columbia is what you choose for us tonight. If you vote to close Columbia, you'll be causing harm to the 350 kids who'll be relocated to a new school. Research shows that in this situation, there will likely be negative social and emotional consequences and tangible academic ones, not only for the kids that are being moved, but the students already in these buildings. This decision will force many of our most vulnerable students to endure yet another difficulty in their academic journey. The saddest part is that this difficulty that I'm talking about is your doing and completely avoidable. I hope you've heard a few things over the last 4 months. Here comes the list. This decision has been poorly managed from the start, and it hasn't improved. This closure isn't as much of a cost savings as been projected. The decision is not what's best for our students and the community that surrounds them. There are other options, but those options were left intentionally unexplored. The district cabinet has told us it was a done deal since January and has acted accordingly since. A closure will negatively impact nearly half of all of our elementary school students in some way. You can align staffing to enrollment without closing a school. There are other options that would do less harm, and finding a better solution could be accomplished. Our school isn't underutilized or designed to hold over 650 students with our current program offerings and needs. Please vote to keep our school open. Our school community is thriving, and we deserve, just like every school here, to continue to do what our students need to help them grow and succeed. The last thing we need is another roadblock to help our students overcome. Thank you.
Financially, the district plans to save approximately $3 million by reducing from 7 elementary schools to 6, alongside other cost-saving measures across the district, totaling nearly $8.5 million annually. These reductions come in response to declining enrollment, a trend driven by a variety of factors, including local educational alternatives, lower birth rates, and rising housing costs. Despite the financial rationale, the closure is a poignant moment for the Columbia Elementary community. The school, home to 341 students, 30% of whom are white and 70% of other ethnic backgrounds, including a significant Hispanic majority, has seen a 26.5% drop in enrollment over the past 8 years. As the district moves forward with its plan, it is clear that the closure of Columbia Elementary is a reflection of broader economic pressures and demographic shifts, leaving the community at a crossroads about the future of education in Wenatchee. This decision, though financially motivated, carries profound implications for students, parents, and educators alike. Next, Paula LaManna, a personal trainer and therapeutic exercise specialist, has announced her candidacy for the District 2 seat on the Douglas County Commission. LaManna specializes in programs designed for individuals with neurological disorders, bringing a unique perspective to the local political landscape. The seat is currently held by Kyle Steinberg, who has opted not to seek re-election. This opens the door for new leadership and ideas, which LaManna hopes to provide. Her entry into the race increases the number of candidates vying for the position to 5. In a recent statement, LaManna expressed her motivation for running. Quote, "I am running for office because I want to be a part of making a positive impact in our community," she said. Her campaign will focus on creating a solid foundation for future generations and emphasizing the community's voice in her decision-making process. LaManna lives between Rock Island and East Wenatchee and is a mother of 2 sons, which she believes helps her understand the needs and hopes of her community. Alongside LaManna, 4 other candidates are competing for the same seat: Randy Agnew, Austin Flemons, Katie Schaefer, and Jimmy Sherrill. As the primary approaches, it will be interesting to see how each candidate distinguishes themselves in this crowded field. Thanks for listening. For more information on all the stories you heard today, visit us at WenatcheeWorld.com. The Wenatchee World has been engaging, informing, and inspiring North Central Washington communities since 1905. We encourage you to subscribe today to keep your heart and mind connected to what matters most in North Central Washington. Thank you for starting your morning with us, and don't forget to tune in again on Saturday.